Hello, this is Robert Smaga with Europe's podcast, where we talk to the entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Paris, France. Now get ready for an inspiring conversation with Diane Cherrier. Diane is the founder and director of ProHealth Connect, a Paris-based consultancy specializing in marketing and go-to-market strategies for healthcare startups. With extensive experience in strategic marketing, brand positioning, and internal business development, she helps startups scale successfully across Europe and beyond. Diane combines a hands-on market-oriented approach with deep industry knowledge, collaborating closely with physicians, KOLs, and internal teams to deliver solutions that are both innovative and commercially effective. Passionate about transforming healthcare, she focuses on creating measurable impact through tailored strategies that drive growth, adoption, and long-term success. In her free time, Diane enjoys swimming, playing beach volleyball. Yes, even in Paris, they have that, and spending time with friends. Thank you, Diane, for coming on the show today and sharing your entrepreneurial journey with all our listeners.
Thank you very much, Robert, and thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, okay, good. So let's talk a little bit more about yourself. We kind of talked about your business and stuff. Are you originally from Paris? Are you born in France? Can you give us some background on the beginnings of Diane?
Yeah, sure. So, as you said, I'm the founder. So, my name is Diane Cherrier. I'm the founder and director of ProHealth Connect, and we are based in Paris, and I was born and raised in Paris myself. I bring over 20 years of experience in sales and marketing, and I've worked a lot in healthcare and pharma, being in France or abroad. And I've had the chance to work in large groups, startup, and SMEs. So I've basically seen healthcare and business from different angles. And along the way, I've collaborated with a wide range of stakeholders in healthcare, so being researchers or engineers, developers, but also physician, pharmacist, hospitals, a lot of different healthcare professionals. So that has really helped me and understand how innovation moved from the idea to real world impact on patients. So that's basically what inspired me to create ProHealth Connect.
Okay, good. What job experience helped you most in both the work that you do? Now, you've obviously been an employee before, and you've obviously have your own business now. What are some of the traits or characteristics, work ethics, things like that, that you brought over from being working for someone else now that you're working for yourself?
Basically, the job that helped me the most and the biggest influence has been the diversity in my career, working with different people. This variety really told me how people were thinking, different ways of thinking and operate to adapt quickly, and trying to build strong relationship across different cultures and different type of people. And obviously, my experience in pharmaceutical gave me a deep understanding of physicians and patients' needs. And when I was launching a class three medical device on a medical device company, it taught me how to translate complex value proposition into messaging that really resonate locally and trying to maintain the global consistency. And obviously, we need to take care when we're in pharmaceutical about the complex regulatory requirement in each country. So obviously, working in the pharmaceutical helped me with that. But also, beyond my career, I would say that being immersed in the medical world from a young age really shaped my desire to make a real difference and improve people and patients' lives every day.
Okay, good. In terms of starting your own company, it does take money to do that. Did you self-finance it? Did you get investors? And how do you currently make money in your business now?
So basically, I'm fully bootstrapping so far. That really allows me to grow sustainably and maintain control on my budget. And I really focus on a strategic investment that really supports the development. So my revenue comes mainly from my consulting work. So when I help startup and SMEs with marketing strategy, go-to-market planning, or international expansion. But also, we're also thinking about later on developing new services or new packages and to basically diversify revenue to grow. And self-funding really keeps us agile for now and aligned. But obviously, later on in the process, I might consider external funding to accelerate expansion.
Okay. What common piece of knowledge or information about your industry that the common person may not know about? Something that's really the average person walked up to you and say, "Give me something about your business. I don't know anything about it. Tell me what you have."
I would say in my business, I mean, I don't know if I should talk about entrepreneurship or more in healthcare in
Maybe
particular or
healthcare,
what.
but maybe a bit
So
more health.
in healthcare, obviously, the most important is to understand regulations. That's absolutely critical because each country in Europe has its different regulation, and there's a complex pathway to understand. France is one of the countries that has the most difficult regulation in all Europe, and every country in Europe has a different one. So you really need to be aware of that. And also, what is very important at the moment when you work in marketing in Europe, and especially in healthcare, is to be completely patient-centric. So really putting the patient at the heart of everything you do and everything you want to achieve.
Okay, what are you most proud about in the work that you do? What kind of puts a smile on your face that, wow, I've done something good? I mean, it's healthcare. You're in something that's doing something for society, obviously, and keeping people healthy. But what are you most proud about in the work that you do?
I think I'm most proud about the connection that I've made since I've started ProHealth Connect. I'm surrounded by smart, open-minded, and kind people, which are always willing to share knowledge and support to one another in the startup environments. This is very collaborative mindset, and it's exactly what I love about the startup world and working with startups. So, for instance, there was a sentence at Web Summit that resonated with me that says, "The greatest disruption in this century won't be in technology, but it will be in how we choose to treat each other." And I think I strongly believe that empathy, compassion, and kindness are critical, and especially when you work in healthcare, not just in business, but in patient care too. So, working with a startup, and I think it's really making a difference to work in this area, particularly.
Okay, you've obviously been an entrepreneur for a while, so you've been through a lot. If you were sitting down with someone who is much younger than you and they wanted some advice for them to be starting off as an entrepreneur, what's some of the things you would tell them?
So I would say be patient. It takes time. That don't get too much distracted by the noise that is around you, because there will always be people that would say, "Nah, you're not going to make it. It's too dangerous. There are too many challenges, and it's really hard entrepreneurship. You want to get enough money or things like that." So I think something wrong is I would just say go for it. It's a wonderful experience. You got to trust yourself and the value of what you're building every day. Set some clear goals, have a good vision, and every day small steps add up. And I think this is really important. And to be starting in Europe particularly, I would say be open and adaptable, because every business culture differs from one country to another. And by understanding the local expectation and the regulation, it's really key, as I said before, but building genuine relationship with mentors, peers, partners, so surrounding yourself with different kind of people that can help you, that would really help you navigate all these challenges. So really surround yourself, and don't worry about bureaucracies. There's a lot in Europe. It can be slow, but if you persist, it will pay off.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about where you live in France. What's the long-term vision of your company, and what does expansion look like for you in Paris? Or do you have clients outside of France? Are you focused in France? Like, give us some perspective of where you want to grow.
So, what's the vision of the company? You mean,
Yeah,
or
what's the long-term vision of your company?
so our vision is really to transform how patients experience healthcare. So we really want to help people take control of their health, improve their well-being, and if they can, extend their life and live longer with good solution that our customers that my clients will provide. So we really want also to reduce the strain on healthcare systems through this vision. At the moment, we are really focusing on strengthening our presence in France, but obviously we have clients from all over the world, clients from Asia, clients from South America, which are asking us some advice from the UK, and we want to set up in France, or the contrary, some French startup who want to set up overseas. So There are different kinds of customers, and they are all looking at getting a good strategy. And so are we as a company, as a consultancy. But the international growth being of our consultancy, of our clients, will be always to really deliver an impact and improving patients' outcome.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about France, where you work and where you live. You know, well, you're from there. What are the biggest benefits of being an entrepreneur in Paris, France? I want you to give us some of the good points about operating there, but also give us some of the challenges that you've had to face along the way and how you kind of overcame them. You talk about a little bit about regulation and bureaucracy and things like that. Take us beyond that. Starting someone who's going to be, okay, I'm starting my own business in Paris, France. They've never done it before. Go. What's that look like?
So Paris is magic. First, it's the first thing I want to say. I mean, I was born and raised in Paris. I can't say anything else. But I love this city, first of all, not just because I was born there, but because every time I come back from overseas and I've traveled a lot, I'm grateful to be back because Paris is full of innovation. It's full of opportunities to connect. So there are many different ways that you can connect. So through networking, networking is basically everywhere. There are some, I've been part of groups like the Professional Women Network, Avalon, Women's Sales Club, Kite and Connect if you're into sport. And I've always really felt welcome in those networking groups. And also, it's very good to for events. You know, being in Paris, you are surrounding by event. You can go to an event every day and learn something new. For instance, tomorrow I'm going to Adopt AI, which is going to be in Paris on a different topic. So then you get events for small and medium businesses, for entrepreneurs. So you always get Congress somewhere. Obviously, that's a good part. So Paris, networking, meeting some people, lots of opportunities, lots of events. So you can, it's very, and lots of innovation, new bars, new cafes opening every day and things like that. And obviously, there are some challenges. Obviously, you probably heard about the transport that can be tricky. And the strikes, and construction plans that don't go on time and things like that. This is typical of Paris as well. But I would say it's like the weather. You can't control it. So you have to live with it. Parisians live with these kind of issues and these kind of challenges. And you learn and you adapt. It's it's a journey, obviously, doing that. But yeah. So, but I would say that the network and the resources and the talent that you meet will overcome this. And I think Paris is a great place to grow business.
Okay, so if an entrepreneur came there and they were just starting in Paris and just describe, which is what you described, what would you kind of tell them?
They will go to an incubator, probably, maybe try and find some incubator to find some networking opportunities. There are some really good incubators, such as Station F, which is renowned online and worldwide. And which has so many startups from all over the world. They welcome high-level entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And
Okay,
so.
if you were, you're from Paris, but if you were to start all over again, let's go back to your younger self and you were to start all over again, what would you do differently than you did, say, 20 years or whenever you started to be an entrepreneur and start your own business? What would you do different?
So what would I do different if I was starting again? I would surround myself with people. Like definitely, I would start with that. I would start with making people, making connection, knowing people. That's how I would drive into the community, into sports. I would join sports group as well, and I will try and first build strong connection because Parisian can be a bit close sometimes. So you really have to go and meet the people yourself. And learn about the culture, learn a bit of French, try and say a few words in French. And that's always appreciated by people in France. And ask a lot of questions because they really like to answer. They really like about talking about Paris and what they do. So I think your best bet is try to learn a few words of French and then ask them a lot of questions on what they would advise in Paris or in business as well. And then
Okay.
collaboration will come.
Okay, Diane, we want to learn a little bit more about you now in these next few questions. How do you define success and how do you celebrate success when things are going your way and you're kind of on top of the world? What do you do? How do you handle that?
So I define success as the balance of different elements. So For me, success is running a profitable business, working with a great team, maintaining strong relationship inside and outside of work, so with friends, but also with colleagues and with relatives, and but also having the time to enjoy your life. I think it's important to have a good work-life balance. So, for instance, I do sport or some other activities, what I do is also I celebrate every success when I go traveling. I go traveling and discover a new city, a new place, a new restaurants, or new cultures, and share this experience with the people I care most of
Okay,
the time.
good. The challenging times. How do you deal with fear and doubt? And what's your self-talk when things are not going great and it's a lot of trouble, and there always is as an entrepreneur? What's your self-talk? How do you overcome it?
So I believe fear and doubt is a normal, it's part of the game when you're an entrepreneur. So it's part, everybody who's an entrepreneur will have fear and doubt. But obviously, I think I remind myself of a mantra, and I'm just going to be, when I'm in a dark place, it can happen, obviously, to everyone. And I would say, just start. Just start. Give it a small step. Tomorrow will be a better day. But I always have a mantra, and taking action, I think, really builds momentum. And it helps with clarity. So I will start and do a small thing, and then another things will grow. But obviously, doubts and fears are part of the journey, and you have to deal with it and adapt. And by taking action, you can really reframe those doubts as opportunity, or to learn, or to move closer to your goals, or creating a real impact.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, and what are your personal goals? I mean, you got your company, you got things like that, but what are your personal goals, and where do you want to be in 5 years?
So basically, in 5 years, I would like to have a business that is working really well. So I would like my business to be thriving internationally, with a dedicated and passionate team. So it really look like the success for me. And I would like to help even more patients live healthier lives and live longer. So I'm really close to longevity. So that's something that I would like to help as well. And I really believe the healthcare system is on the mend, thanks to all the amazing innovations that are happening right now. And on a personal level, I really want to keep learning, growing, and staying balanced while supporting my teams and clients and the people I care about. So really, business thriving, and seeing myself like really having it internationally and not only France, Europe, and beyond, I would say, yeah.
Okay. Paris is one of the most beautiful cities in the world. You talked about
Yes.
volleyball, which is interesting. I don't know if there's a beach in downtown Paris or not, but
Yes, there is.
yeah, there is.
There is.
So tell about work-life balance. You live in a beautiful city, you work hard, you travel internationally, you're out of the country a lot. When you come home, you got your family and friends. How do you balance? And since you're working long hours, your work-life balance, and what do you do to do balance that?
I think I'm a morning person, so I really like exercise. So I like all kind of exercise, but also some other activities. So if I tell you a morning routine, for instance, for work-life balance, is that something that you would like me to talk about, or?
Sure, yeah, like something like what motivates you to get your day going? Is it an ice bath? Is it working out at the gym? Is it what is it that gets you charged up in the morning that you are ready to go and hit the day?
So for me, I start my day with exercise. So is it some fresh air, or is some exercise at home, or it's going to the gym. I'm really passionate about sports since I'm a kid. So I will always put a sports routine in my weekly planning. I try to eat healthy. That doesn't happen all the time, but most of the time I really try to eat healthy. And then I like to focus on work as a deep work in the morning. So I work really well in the morning. So I try to put all my important work and focus work in the morning. And then I try to prioritize, plan, and stay organized in the morning. And afternoon is done for fresh air, taking a break, doing some meetings. And then in the evening, I will do again some more focus work. So, and to relax, I really enjoy different activities. So I like readings. I like, going to the theater. I like doing exhibition. Paris has a lot of cultural things to offer. So, and I obviously like to do sport and spending time with friends and family.
Yeah.
So,
So you're
this
not
is a
working
lot
all
of
the time.
fun.
You're not working all the time. You've got a life outside of that, and that's obviously important to you as an entrepreneur. I guess you have to have
Yeah,
things
I'm
outside of
trying. I mean, I like to do all these things,
that.
but I don't do all these things all the time, unfortunately. But yeah, in the weekends, obviously, I really try to do those things, and once or twice in the evening a week, yes. But in the morning, I really need to do something before I wake up. Like as soon as I wake up,
Get the
I'm at
blood
least if
going.
it's just a walk,
Yeah.
it's already something outside.
If you weren't doing what you do now, what would you like to do for a profession? I mean, if you are totally outside the healthcare, what you're doing now, and you had to pick something that is unrelated but completely different, what would you do?
If it was unrelated, I would work in sport.
Sports.
I would, yeah. So if it was related to healthcare, I would be in a healthcare in a corporation focusing on marketing and international sales. But if I was doing something totally outside of healthcare, I would think I would help and people get more healthy and work in a sport organization, organizing retreat, yoga and sport retreat, as I did previously already. That was
Okay.
one of the business I created before. Yeah.
Give us two words that describe yourself. Well, that would, as an entrepreneur, that you think may help you, that person, two words to describe you.
I would say I'm really curious. I really like to learn from and explore really ideas deeply. I'm very curious. I like to learn about new things all the time, and I'm determined. And someone who is really persistent, and I really want to succeed. So and see project go through. So that's I'd say the two words that describe me.
Anything keep you up at night, or you just turn it off and you're done? Or do you take it with you to bed, thinking about your business, thinking about money, thinking about clients? Do you shut it off?
Obviously, I have things that keep me up at night as an entrepreneur. I would say I'm asking questions such as, am I moving in the right direction? Am I going to succeed? Am I going to get money at the end of the month? Am I going to get more clients? Obviously, these are questions that happens all the time. But I work with a mentor that helps me a lot. And it helps me to channel those doubts and into planning and action. And I think that's really, really important for me to have a real and face-to-face connection with my mentor. And it always keeps me grounded and inspired. And also all the networking that I do, talking to other entrepreneurs that are in the same situation, that really helps me and puts this question on the side.
Okay, let's talk about how you educate yourself. Entrepreneurs love to read, they love to, you just mentioned earlier, curiosity is one of your traits. Books, what kind of books do you read, whether business or not, but also anything you're using with audiobooks, podcasts, AI that you're using to educate yourself? What are some of the things that you do to, I mean, you did mention the networking events in Paris and so forth, but when you're wanting to focus on one particular area or just educate yourself on business and things like that, do you have any
Yeah.
go-to books or any
Yeah.
podcasts or anything like that that help you weekly, daily, anything like that?
Yeah, I enjoy really much to listening to podcasts actually, and especially Mel Robbins. That's a lot on personal developments. Brené Brown, that was also a great person on personal development. I've read Atomic Habits from James Clear. And also, I'm very inspired by leaders such as Melanie Perkins from Canva. These
She's
are some of
young.
the people. Sorry.
She's very young.
Yeah, she was very young when she started
Yeah.
Canva, and she's been registered, I think, 100 times. And that's her story is quite impressive. So
Yeah.
I like to hear this kind of stories. And then I like French authors as well, like Amélie Nothomb. Amélie Nothomb is a very famous French author, talking about everyday life basically and family, and it's very French kind of stories, so it's interesting. And Muriel Barbery at the moment is also a famous actor, reader in France, writer, sorry, in France, and that's also inspired me and all that. But I like to go to exhibition. I think looking at creativity and looking at what painters do as well sometimes gives you some ideas somehow on how to create a business. I think my creativity comes from also all the arts that we have in Paris, being the painting, the exhibition, the music, all this kind of stuff, I think adds up for having better creation as an entrepreneur. And obviously trends in AI, I'm very interested into everything that happens in AI and AI in healthcare in particular. And yeah. So that's approximately, yeah.
Okay.
And the
You mentioned earlier a mentor. You've had mentors or people that you've worked with. Has anyone ever given you advice, whether it be an entrepreneur, whether it be a mentor, or anything that is you've had a conversation with someone that you can pass on to entrepreneurs, something that someone told you that resonated with you that you kind of live by today, or maybe posted on your wall, anything like a piece of advice that really sticks with you? What is that?
It's believe in yourself, even when others don't. So that's what I would say. Because obviously, you will have people who try to shut you down and tell you that it's not going to work or some opportunities that are not going to work. And I think the most important is to focus on those who open the door and let go of those who close them. And actually, Mel Robbins has a book which is Let Them, which I'm doing a promotion right now, but basically, and I think it's really important to trust the process, step by step, stand and surround yourself with the people that lift you higher. I think that's very important. Instead of trying to stick to some people that actually are not worth it and might not. So really believe in yourself.
Okay,
Yeah.
good. We're going to wrap things up here, Diane. How can our listeners get hold of you? And is there anything else you'd like to add before we leave today?
Okay, so what obviously, thank you very much. So you can reach us via our website. So we have a website which is pro-health-connect.com. And you can email us as well. So hello at pro-health-connect.com or on our LinkedIn page, which is Pro Health Connect as well. So we're always happy to connect or share insights and explore some ways to support healthcare and health tech startups or organizations that want to improve their marketing strategy or their international expansion.
Awesome. Okay. Diane, thank you for coming on the show. I've learned a lot about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
Thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I hope our conversation can help some listeners decide if they want to take a path of entrepreneurship in France, in Paris, or in Europe.
Sure. I'm sure a lot of people would love to come to Paris and take an entrepreneur class. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's out there. Diane is offering to come to Paris and you'd like to listen to talk to other entrepreneurs. That's good. Very open mind. You're a very curious person. So, anyone, please do reach out to Diane. She's open. Your policy to listen to what you got. All right.
Thank you
Okay,
very
Diane.
much.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.